The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 15, 1973, in Los Angeles.
For the scientist to understand God, what is their duty? We understand God very easily.
Because this they find it very hard to see the spirit, the soul. You know. It's very doubtful, they say.
Well, the spirit you see, I don't see.
That is matter.
Huh? Studies matter. No, that's all. Yeah.
No, once they see the spirit soul, they can detect somehow, then they're definitely convinced.
How we can see? It is the measurement is given, 1/10,000th part of the tip of the ear. So where is your seeing power?
Still they want to sense it by some
sense
equipment.
That is, any rascal can sense that here is living energy, there is spirit soul. Just like if you inject 1 grain of poison and immediately dies. Does it require how he dies? That one, not 1 grain, even 1/100th part of 1 grain, venomous poison, how it acts. Even nobody can see. When the snake bites, nobody can see. Where is that? How he dies?
They will explain that by, it blocks some of the metabolic pads.
That's all right, but it is acting. That is my point. You can explain in your nonsense way, but I see that because that very little portion of poison is there, immediately dies. Why don't you see the action?
That's like taking cyanide.
Yes.
Cyanide, they said cyanide blocks the...
Whatever it may be, but well, the thing that we have to see by the effect. Similarly, the small particle of, therefore our knowledge is perfect, we take it from Vedas. The small particle of soul, because it is present there, you see the whole thing is going on nicely.
They say the soul is subject to material conditions. They're seeing the body as the soul, so they say because it's subject to material conditions, therefore it's not eternal.
Maybe material condition, that is, but so you have to accept there is soul.
Once they accept the existence of the soul, then there is not much difficulty. Once they accept this, then automatically they have to accept.
No, they have to accept. They have no explanation. All they explain foolishly. How they man is living, how there is consciousness. We cannot explain. Avinashita tad viddhi jena sarva vidam tatam. Consciousness, because the soul is there. If I pinch here, immediately I feel, I am conscious. Throughout the whole skin, I am conscious. As soon as the soul is not there, if you cut it, chop it, nobody protests. Why this simple thing they do not understand?
That's a soul problem, but about God,
First of all, let us understand the soul. Soul is the small God, sample God. If you understand the sample, then you can understand the whole thing.
That's why scientists are claiming that just because they haven't yet discovered how to create life, they are soon to. And
what is that?
They are in the process of trying to create life.
That is Askel now. That we kick out.
Yes.
That we kick on their face.
Yes.
But they say we. So what you have got just now? That we don't accept. We are trying. A rascal is saying, "I'm trying to be millionaire." When you become millionaire, then talk. Now you are a poor beggarman. That's all. That we shall accept. What you are trying, everyone is saying, "I'm trying." What you are now, that is our proposition.
At the present, they know how to kill very good.
Huh?
At the present, they know how to kill very good.
Yeah. Nonsense. We're trying. Is that any nonsense you'll say? I'm trying. What is this? That is not it.
Well,
scientific proposition.
The argument that has been presented is that, well, we don't have it now, but soon we're to have it.
So that any rascal will say.
Yes.
What is the difference between you and the rascal?
Yes.
Any rascal will say. I'm trying to. What is the use of the scientist? Any rascal will say. Trust the future, have our pleasure. We can talk of all pleasant things in future, but you don't trust it. You, as you don't trust, because you do not see soul, you don't trust. Why should I trust you? You rascal, that in future you shall be very great scientist. Huh? You do not trust because you do not see. There is no soul. You cannot see. So why shall I trust you? Huh? What is the answer? That in future you will be able to do something extraordinary?
Yes.
Why shall I trust you?
Give him a lot of credit.
Huh?
Why should they have done so much in the past?
Huh?
They've accomplished so much
that
in the
is
past.
All useless. What you have done? You have not given any contribution that there will be no death. The death is there. In the past there was death. People are dying now. What you have done?
Helped death.
Huh?
Helped death.
Then help means you have helped to minimize the duration of life. Formerly man was living 100 years, now they do not live more than 60, 70 years. That you have helped, certainly. Huh? What you have done helped? A man is dying ordinarily. You have created atomic energy. He can kill thousands of men. So you have helped only in dying, but you have not helped in living. That is not possible. Then what you have done? Some childish play? What you have done?
Now you have airplanes.
You cannot stop death. You cannot stop birth. You cannot stop disease. You cannot stop old age. So what you have done? Formerly people used to become old. Now also they are becoming old. Formerly people used to die. They are dying now also. Formerly people used to become diseased. They are becoming diseased. More diseased, more medicine. Now what you have helped? You have not helped anything in the improvement of the order of the world. What is that?
These same scientists will point to India and say, look at all the dying and starving people.
No, no, why Indians? We are talking of the whole world.
Yes.
Why take the example of the Indians?
Well,
Indians may be backward. Hmm. We are talking of you, so forward. What you have done? Indians may be backward. We are not talking of any particular nation or particular people. We are talking of general people. People in general. So India, why we bring India?
Well, it's a popular opinion over here that Indians are...
No, no, why do you bring... This is another foolishness. Mm-hmm. Why do you bring India? What you have done, first of all, sir?
Well, I'm not doing this.
No, no, you are your men. Those are not Indian.
Well, perhaps it's because spiritual culture originates.
Huh?
Spiritual culture is...
Yeah.
Permeates their society.
Yeah. That is when spiritual consciousness is presented in truth, then you become conquered. You have been already. The Christian people are astonished. How Krishna consciousness has been so big shape within so few years? And they are afraid now. Yes. And why they shall not be? Here is science, and that is foolishness only. Yes. God has only one son. Why? God one son. I asked the priest, the God is limited or unlimited? No, unlimited. Then why should we limit it by one son? He could not answer. An ordinary man have more than one son, and God has got only one son. Why? He could not answer. There is no philosophy. How people will? This Christian religion was taught thousands of years ago, some shepherds, some fourth class men, and now people are so much advanced in science, why they will accept it? Jesus Christ is preaching, first thing, thou shalt not kill. That means he was preaching among the killers. So what kind of men they are? 10th class of men. And how this 10th class man religion will be acceptable by the first class men? Now people are becoming first class men. These things are gone. Dogmas and nonsense, philosophy, that will not stand. They're automatically, Christian religion is dead now. Nobody is going. There is no philosophy, there is no science. How it will be accepted? And they are violating, simply violating. Whatever it may be. Christ says, thou shalt not kill. They are simply killing. How it will go on? How long you can cheat people? What is the explanation? Yeah. The first order is, thou shalt not kill. Why they are killing? What is the answer? Violating.
They lost respect as well.
Yes, violating the laws. How they can go on with the business?
Somehow they think they have an answer.
They have no answer. As soon as I asked this question, yesterday also, last that television, he also asked the same question. He has purchased all our book. So why this Christian religion is declined? And why it will not? Why you are violating? He could not answer. He could not answer. He will violate. All many Christian priests ask me this question. And as soon as I put this question, they stop. They stop. They cannot answer. So why you are killing? The first order is thou shalt not kill. Why you are killing? They cannot answer. I asked them two questions. Why God, unlimited God shall have only one son? And why you are killing? They cannot answer. Or you answer? The earth was flat. They believed that the world is flat. So how much imperfect knowledge they have got? How imperfect knowledge, how long it can go? That's why we are going to challenge all these rascals that life is grown out of matter. We are going to challenge. It is not a fact. So how long you can cheat people? For 100, 200,000 years. But you cannot cheat for all the time.
Been going on for time immemorial. Cheating. It's been going on from time immemorial. I guess they figure they just keep going on for time immemorial.
Not time immemorial. It is, you are being cheated for 200, 300 years. That's all. Not before that. All these scientists, rascals have come out within 200 years. That's all.
Oh, really?
So you are being cheated for the last 200 years, not for the thousands of years. So it will be finished. Within another 50 years, everything will be finished.
Yes, I see now there is an anti-intellectual movement.
Yeah.
People are rebelling to science and modern progress.
What is that science? That is not science. It's ignorance.
Then they go to the other extreme. They go to the emotional extreme.
Simply ignorance. Ignorance is going at science. Irreligion is going at religion. Now how long it will go? People are becoming intelligent.
In Newsweek magazine, it's the largest magazine in the United States.
Yeah.
There was an article about the degradation of Christianity, and they summarized it with a cartoon, a picture of the devil. You know, Maya. This is their image of Maya, and he was causing earthquakes. There was a very large earthquake in South America, killed many thousands of people. So they attribute this to Maya. And right next to them was a picture of Richard Nixon, because he's a very famous, you know, he presents himself as a follower of Christ.
Oh.
And he's bombing Southeast Asia.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, and the devil turned to Richard Nixon and said, the devil turned to Richard Nixon and said, it's hell keeping up with Christians.
Yeah, people will criticize like that. People are becoming advanced. How long you can cheat them? It's so-called science, so-called religion. Now you take up this Krishna consciousness movement seriously, you'll give real thing. Try to understand. Just mean vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, everything will be known to you. This is the process. If you simply understand Krishna, Krishna is explaining himself in Bhagavad Gita. You know everything. You know everything. And that is the Vedic injunction. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. By knowing Krishna only, you know everything. That science you try to understand and preach, people will be happy. Now, our question was that we say that the man, I say man, other living entities, they are also living entities. So, in Christian religion, they say the man is made after God. Is it not?
Image. Yes.
Image of God. Huh? So, man is the sample of God. So why don't you study? Nicely, man. And you can know, understand God. What is God? I ask this Christian people, if man is made after the image of God, to study very scrutinizingly a perfect human being, and you know, what is God?
The most ideal image of a human being.
Yes. And that is the Vedic injunction. Nitya nitya nam chitana chitana nam. So, you take a perfect man. Just like Krishna, you take a perfect man, take him as man, you see that he is God. He has got all the perfections. Even if you take him as a man.
No competition.
No competition. And that is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is, we are giving this definition. Bhagavan means a perfect man. That's all. Now, just like man wants to wife, to have wife. So, why there is this called adulteration? He wants more than one wife. Just see, perfect Krishna, he has got 16,000 wives, which you cannot imagine. Here is perfection. You cannot say that a man has no inclination to have more than one wife. That is there. So that propensity is in perfection is there in Krishna. And that is therefore is God.
You refer to it as the Don Juan complex.
Huh?
The Don Juan complex.
One complex? What is
that? It's a character in Spanish history, fictional history.
Oh.
The perfect lover, the image that all men would like to be, the perfect lover.
Yes. So who can be perfect lover than Krishna? Krishna, he loves everyone. What is that man? He loves everyone. The so-called patriot, they love their countrymen, but kill their animals. Why? Mr. Nixon loves his countrymen. Why not love his country cows? They are also born in the land. They require also, they have right to live. Well, why they kill? That is imperfection. And Krishna is embracing the calf, come on, and embracing Radharani also. And that is perfection. That is perfection. Krishna talks with birds. Oh, one day on the bank of Jamuna, he was talking with a bird. One old lady saw and said, oh, he's talking with a bird. That is perfection.
He sounded like this?
Huh?
He talked like that? Like the birds talk?
Yes, yes. Therefore, Krishna has another quality, Babuda. He can speak in any language.
Birds have language?
Huh?
Animals have their language?
Everyone has language. Everyone has language.
Father, how is it that we can enjoy this energy we are in, Krishna's energy now, and acknowledge it as Krishna in the neophyte state? The pure devotee realizes it as Krishna's energy. But as a neophyte, how do we enjoy material energy in this aspect, the fresh air, the morning walk?
A neophyte or anyone still, who is not in Krishna consciousness, he does not enjoy, he simply suffers. There is no question of enjoyment. Anyone who is not in Krishna consciousness, he does not enjoy. He simply suffers. But he takes the suffering as enjoyment. That is Maya. That is Maya. Just like in your country, they are working day and night, just like from the morning. Good, 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 good. They are suffering, but the people are coming. Enjoy golf. That is suffering only. From the morning, going here and there. Is it not suffering? But he is thinking, I have enjoyed. And this is Maya.
It's like the
Yes. This is Maya. He is suffering, but he is thinking, I have enjoyed. So any conditioned soul, he doesn't enjoy anything. He simply suffers. But he thinks that he is enjoying. Therefore the camel example is given. Camel, he is eating his own blood. Eating thorns, and the thorns cutting the tongue. And from the tongue, blood is oozing out. So when the blood is mixed up with the thorny twigs, it becomes a little tasteful, and he's thinking, oh, it is very nice. Similarly, all these grihasthas enjoying sex life, he's discharging his own blood, he's becoming weaker and weaker, he's thinking, I'm enjoying. He's thinking, I'm enjoying. If he uses more, then he becomes diseased, tuberculous. He's dying by that process, but he's thinking, I've enjoyed. Therefore it is exemplified with the camel. He's enjoying his own blood by discharging. One drop of cement is made out of so many drops of blood. Do you know?
40 drops.
Just see. So how much drops of cement he's discharging, that means he's spoiling his blood. But he's thinking, I'm enjoying. Would you like to, by giving your blood to enjoy, would you like?
No, I don't think I'd like.
But you are doing that every night. And that is what my...
Well, I'm a
brahmacharya. No, I'm giving an example. this is going on. He is going to die. He has adopted a process by which he'll die, and he's thinking that I'm enjoying. This is called Maya. Maya means things which is not. Maya. Maya means not. Ya means this. What you are thinking, it is not that. That is called Maya. So they are in Maya means They are thinking, these rascals are thinking, improving, becoming happy, advancing. This Maya word will finish everything. Maya, not this. Bhagavad says that you are thinking, you are becoming victorious, but you are being defeated. Parabhavastavad abodajata. These rascals, abodajata, born fools and rascals, they are becoming defeated in every step. Parabhavastavad abodajata. Javanna jigyasato atmatattam. So long he does not inquire about his self, what I am. He is simply being defeated. That's all. This is the verdict.
Walking further into the cave.
He is working foolishly like animal. He does not know what his soul, what he is. Nothing of the sort. He is working hard day and night. And he is thinking, I am becoming victorious. This is karma. What victory? Have you own victory over birth, death? The real problem? No, we have won victory. We can now, without horse, we can go with a car. So what is there? With a horse or without horse, you cannot go anywhere else. You will be here within this world. That's all. Just like these rascals, now they have invented car. You know that? Formerly they are walking.
Yes, now
he's going far. Yeah, that's all. What is that? That within the golf area, that's all. You know the cow? The cow is stuck up with a pole in India, a long rope, and he's thinking, I'm free.
They made a longer rope.
Yes, and he's thinking, I'm so free. Yeah? This rascaldom is going on.
The one who wrote Paradise Lost, Milton?
Yes.
He also wrote a poem which said that a working man is nothing but a devil's slave.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. He works so hard for his money, but not his life can he save.
No, what he'll do with the money? He'll satisfy his senses. That's all.
And he loses it, but so he sells his
life. Servant of the senses.
He sells his energy.
Yes.
Krishna's energy, that is, isn't it?
Migration of soul. Suppose this time I am a very great scientist and next life I become a tree like this. What is my advancement? Stand up for 10,000 years. What is the advancement?
Going backwards.
That's not going to hell. That's all. Right. We are trying to be naked. Nature will say, yes, you stand here naked for 10,000 years. Yes, that is the punishment for being naked. Human life is not meant for becoming naked. That is according to Vedic civilization, the great sin. Is it? So their propensity, they are increasing to become naked, like our George, what is it? Lennon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So next time he is going to be tree. Stand up. Otherwise, what from the trees come? They cannot explain. You become tree, that's all. Just like the Nalakubet, they are taking bath naked without caring for Narad. All right, you become naked for 100 years.
the trees also, there are different grades of trees.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Everywhere different grades. That is God's creation. Variety.
So those trees which bear nice fruits and nice flowers.
Yes, they are past. Past trees. Otherwise, why I'm taking care of this leaf? Because the flower is there. And who cares for this leaf? Trampling down. As in human society, there is first class man, second class man, third class man. Similarly, in every field, first class animal also.
Cows.
Yes. Useful, giving milk, most humble, useful. Even after death, it is useful. And they are so rascal, they are taking care of the dog, not of the cow. Just see how they are rascal. And they are advanced, civilized. They do not know what is meant by civilization. Now, according to Vedic scripture, cow killing is sinful. It is never written, dog killing is sinful. Generally, any animal you kill, that is sinful. But specially, cow killing is sinful. Gohatya. Gohatya. That cow killing is going on in the Christian world, and still they are religious. What kind of religion? Christian religion says generally, thou shalt not kill. And especially they are killing cows. Generally killing and specially killing. Why they shall kill at all? In America, they have not sufficient food. So much rice, so much wheat, so much oats, fruits, and grains, and butter, and ghee. But why they shall kill? What is the reason? Now, what is that bird is killed in Christmas?
Turkey.
Christmas, God says, Jesus Christ. He said, thou shalt not kill, but his birthday is observed by killing.